Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 264. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Man Bear. That song is called Oh Well, Whatever. That is on the band's new album, Power Slop. Or actually, I think it's an EP. They just self-released that October 21st. That band is out of Kansas City, Missouri, and I've never seen them live, despite the fact that I'm a big fan of their recorded music. So I'll have to remedy that sometime soon. As you can tell from the wonderful fidelity here, I'm recording in my studio at my house in Kansas City. I'm not on the road this week, celebrating Thanksgiving with family and friends. So that's good stuff there. Let's see, I've got a podcast here of some, considerable variation. So let's not try to read too much into this one, and let's just jump into a track here by Colin Molloy. This is a cover of Do You Remember Walter?
Walter, remember when the world was young and all the girls knew Walter's name? Walter, isn't it a shame the way our little world has changed? Do you remember Walter playing cricket in the thunder and the rain? Do you remember Walter smoking cigarettes behind your garden gate? Yes, Walter was my mate, but Walter, my old friend, where are you now? Walter's name, Walter, isn't it a shame the way our little world has changed? Do you remember, Walter, how we said we'd fight the world so we'd be free? We'd save up all our money and we'd buy a boat and sail away to sea. But it was not to be. I knew you then, but do I know you now? Walter, you are just an echo of the world we knew so long ago. Walter, if you saw me now, you wouldn't even know my name. I bet you're fat and married and you're always home in bed. And if I talked about the old times, you'd get bored and you'd have nothing left to say. Yes, people often change, but memories of people can remain.
Empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns a plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. Empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. I write you a story, but it loses its thread, and all of my keep turning up, keep turning up dead. I paint you a picture, a Pulaskian knife. Come back to Chicago, city of light. Come back to Chicago.
Up a track by Andrew Bird. That song is called Pulaski at Night, and that's on the single I Want to See Pulaski at Night. Just came out November 11th on Grimsey Records. That song was written by Andrew, and then he decided he would write another 6 kind of interstitial pieces around it to make it feel like a movie score. And it's just beautiful and wonderful there, and he definitely is finding a voice that I just love there and kind of taking over for Sufjan, who just hasn't done it for me lately with all of his experimentalisms. Before that, we heard from Colin Molloy. That's from his new Colin Molloy Sings the Kinks EP, which he's touring with right now. Sadly, Nowhere Near Me. That song, Do You Remember Walter, originally on the Village Green Preservation Society album from the Kinks, and such a lovely album there, and such a great cover there that really feels like it is owned by Colin Molloy there. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Speaking of coming back, we've got a track here from Reggie and the Full Effect. James DeWeese had disappeared from music for a while, but with the aid of the ubiquitous Kickstarter, there's a new album out, and this is the song To the Fruit Wizards of Donnington.
A wizard threw an apple at my head. An apple at my head. It hit my keyboard instead.
Throwing fruit at me.
Do I have any fellow Hoosiers out there? Is that making your heart swell with pride? Before the Zero Boys, before Toxic Reasons, there was Latex Novelties. That song is We Don't Want to Go Home. That's off the album A Girl's Best Friend. I have that on a 2008 re-release from Rave Up Records in Italy. Though originally that was released, I think, in 1985, but recorded in 1979. I don't know, not a lot of details on that re-release, though I believe there's a U.S. re-release that may have more details. And I wish I had them, because that is a great song there. The album is great. It may lean a little bit too far to the bands that inspired them, but hey, you can't complain. If you're the first band, punk band in Indianapolis, you've got to start somewhere, right? Before that, we heard from Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs covering Our Lips Are Sealed, originally a Go-Go's song. And that's from the band's, or the duo's album, Under the Covers Volume 3, which just came out on Shout Factory back in November 12th. It is a very uninspired cover on a very uninspired covers album, but it just tickles me to no end to think what would happen if the Bengals would have covered the Go-Go's back in, you know, say 1987 or something. It would have blown everyone's mind, right? The rest of the album is interesting, but everything really feels kind of blah. I don't know, but I appreciate a fun cover, or at least an interesting one, and I'll dig back and find the volumes 1 and 2. They focus on the 60s and 70s, where this one is mostly focused on the 80s. And we started the set off with Reggie in the Full Effect with the song To the Fruit Wizards of Donnington. That is on his new album, No Country for Old Musicians, which came out November 19th. James DeWeese, originally from, or at least, I don't know, I knew him from Kansas City area, and his bands, playing with Coalesce, playing with Get Up Kids, but of course, after Get Up Kids, with My Chemical Romance, and who knows how many other bands. He has now found his way to New York, and as I said, with the help of Kickstarter, put out another record there that definitely kind of feels like a Weezer album, but Weezer hasn't put out a good album in so long that it's okay if we get some pop punk like this. The best songs on here are the very silly ones, like that that track there. Well, I'm out of time here, so I better wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 264. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to wrap things up this week with a track by Russian Circles. This song is called Ethel, and it's on the band's new album, Memorial, which just came out October 29th on Sargent House, a band based out of Chicago, Illinois, that kind of likes to walk the line between post-rock and metal, like so many other bands and so many post-rock bands. I'm not sure why that is. This is an interesting album, though I don't think any track on here just blows my mind, but it's very solid. And if you're into this sort of sound, this album is definitely going to carry through, make you happy, because this track is very indicative. So let's wrap things up here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Russian Circles with Ethel.